So this is Liz Lavender in conversation with and interviewing Hez Owen Rees. Would you spell your name, Hez? That's going to be a long one, isn't it? Question. Can you spell your name?
H-E-double-D.
Hez, yeah. And your surname?
O-W-E-N.
Is that your surname, Owen?
O-N. Hyphen.
Hyphen.
R-E-E-S.
Oh, sorry, that's Hez Owen Reeves. He's missed out the Amlin bit. So we're talking about the old days of No Fit State. So, first of all, I want to ask you, when did you first hear about No Fit State?
It's all Tim Hudson's fault. I was working up in the Theatre Gwynedd in Bangor, and Tim was up there doing something or another and was hiring a load of steel deck offers. And I'd met Tim before somewhere, and he mentioned a perfect job for me over the summer.
Right.
Would be going on tour with the circus. So that was the first I heard of the circus.
Where was it again, did you say? Theatre?
Gwynedd.
Theatre Gwynedd.
Yeah.
That's somewhere in mid Wales,
isn't
it?
That's up in North Wales.
And so what was he doing there? Can you remember? What were
I
you doing?
I don't know. I was working for Theatre Gwynedd. I was their resident stage manager.
Right.
And touring stage manager.
Okay. So he suggested the perfect summer job for you that year, which was?
Techieing with the circus.
Techieing and which, so that was with No Fit State. Did you have an audition? Did you have an interview?
Yeah, yes.
So how did you first meet them? Did they invite you to their lush offices?
No, it was Tom's house.
Right.
So I had an interview date and time set for Tom's house on a Saturday morning, 10 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah.
So I drove all the way down from North Wales, got there in good time. Spent half an hour at the front door banging, and then he eventually came and answered the door in his dressing gown with a bottle of wine. Introduced myself. He showed me to the kitchen, said, "Sit there, help yourself." Can I say that?
Had a little smoke.
Had a smoke. And then he eventually got up. Ali came round. Tim Adam came round, and so we got wrecked.
And was that in Metal Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Metal? No, it wasn't Metal. Is that where Ali lives now?
That's Lead Street.
Yeah, it was Metal Street.
Just round the corner.
Yeah.
From
there. So it was there.
And so, what tour did they entice you with?
Well, it was for Alice in Wonderland.
Right, so that was the year of...
96.
1996. How old were you then, Hez?
I was 28.
Right. And how did they describe the job to you that you want? They were looking...
Well, they told me they needed someone to relight the show on tour sort of thing, and that my responsibilities was everything technical, including the generators, lighting, sound, and obviously helping on the tent up and tent down and all of that.
And it was also your lorry driving, though, as well?
No, because I wasn't a HGV driver at that point. Like I said to them in the interview, which was more of a formal chat and a bit of a laugh, really.
Yeah.
I said to them then that because they gave me the tour dates, and I said I won't be able to do Liverpool because that week I'm doing my HGV driving test. So they were like, "Oh, right, cool." So initially, I was there as a techie. Now they said that I would be driving a 7.5 tonner. I went, "Yeah, that's cool. Done plenty of that." So I had my own sort of little electric lorry, 7.5 ton Ford Cargo, which was the first truck to break down.
Yours was.
Yeah.
Your cargo.
Yeah.
And so what? So you, who was driving that year then with Alice?
Tim Adam.
Tim Adam, of course. Yeah. So in those days, what was there on the road? There was the...
We had...
The Atkinson, the Seddon.
Yeah, the pink lorry. The blue cargo, 7.5 tonner.
Which is what you drove.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one with sunlight. It was an old...
Bread. Tiny door on the back, not full width.
Yeah,
door.
That's right, so we couldn't get big things in.
Shelves inside.
I remember. Didn't somebody sleep on the shelves?
No.
They did. Somebody had the shelves to a bed.
Yeah, right.
He was the little lad from Northern Ireland.
That's where all the pop went then. Because we used to store all the caffy stuff on there as well.
I remember underneath the blue paint, you could see the sunlight.
That's right, the old transfer
sign underneath. And so, was there the IFA? What used to pull the Jennies at that point?
Well, that year they had the pink Merc van, well, the blue Merc van, which was pink originally.
That was the year then when we had, you know, the, when we bought that van, was it?
Yeah, that was brand new then, lottery money.
Ah. So who drove the Merc, the brand new Merc?
Ali.
I was about to say surprise, but Ali drove the Merc with the Jennies on the back.
No, the Jennies. Yeah, they were on the back of that, but sometimes I ended up pulling the Jennies.
Right.
But I had the caravan as well.
Which I drove. It was on the back of the
bus.
The bus.
Yeah. Because I know by the time we'd done Treasure Island and that, the Jennies were on the back of the tent truck, on the pink truck.
Were they?
Yeah.
Treasure Island came after.
But initially,
so
yeah.
You did sound and light on that Alice tour. I do remember you at the top of a rather wobbly looking...
Tech Tower.
The Tech Tower.
Yeah.
That's right. Tell me about the Tech Tower.
Tech Tower was a lovely place to be. Right at the back, surrounded by knobs. It was quite an impressive
and it was
centre.
Wobbly. But I do remember you being on this little, I think, don't know whether you had the, it was just a single ladder right the way up to the top of the crossbar on the tent where you were putting lights in the wind and everything was just wobbling around. I do remember an image of you doing that because it was also, you know, you're tall and the ladder was tall. And
well, I said the Zargies we had because on the what's that bar at the top called again?
Crossbar or the...
The
main beam, main
the main fucking truss from pole to pole at the top, Capoella, or whatever it's called.
Capola?
Capola, yeah.
That's on the silver tent, the Capola.
Oh, is
the
it?
The round thing.
All right. Well, anyway, the fucking bar at the top.
Yeah.
And I had to focus all the park ends we had up there.
That's right.
Although we just had the new moving lights... We didn't have many up there. They were packed, so I had to focus them.
Mm.
And the Zargies we had weren't tall enough. So I used to climb up to the very top, almost the top rung of the Zargies, and pretty much balance up there while trying to, on my tiptoes, reach the lights.
I do remember that. It was frightening.
It was, it was...
And you're tall. It was good.
It was the best act in the circus at the time. But after a bit then, because we had the cargo net going from the back of the stage up to that trussing, I ended up climbing up the cargo net and focusing it by leaning over, which was a far safer option than
the ladder
and
balance.
The rickety-rackety ladder and...
Gosh.
On tiptoes.
Who was health and safety officer during those times?
Health and safety didn't exist in those days. I wouldn't have been doing what I was to be doing if health and safety existed. You know, not strapped off at all, no line, safety lines, no nothing.
And one thing I also remember, just getting back to vehicles, was that trailer that the Jennies travelled on. And this was two big Jennies on the back of that trailer with a jockey wheel that never worked.
Yeah.
Can you remember that?
Yeah, a collapsed jockey wheel on the thing.
And I can remember a particularly nasty incident when Abby's finger got stuck somewhere between something. Anyway, she was kind of, you know...
She couldn't play a trumpet.
And she couldn't play a trumpet, that's right. It was horrible. She was kind of stuck there screaming with her fingers stuck in the jockey wheel. Oh, and nobody could lift the damn thing up to get her finger out.
Oh, my God.
So the cargo. So you then went off and did your HGV
licence. I remember, because they were rehearsing on the farm in Bridge End, Pencoed. Mm. And that's where I turned up on my first day in my brand new Ford Sierra at the time, which was very swish.
Yeah.
And I turned up in this field with the tent and everything was up. They'd been there rehearsing and stuff. And the caravans, and I was promised, because I was always used to staying in hotels and being looked after, and I was promised a truck to live in, you know, all kitted out nice. Anyway, ended up for the first four nights sleeping in my car, got so pissed off that I threatened to leave, in which case Tim Hudson and Alan Deer were sharing a flat in Splott at the time, and they put me up in their flat so that I wouldn't leave. So I ended up staying in their flat for a while, and then my house on wheels turned up on the day that we were leaving to go to Twickenham, and my home turned out to be the Dodge that Ali ended up living in.
Oh, right, the little, yeah.
The little Dodge. Sunlight bred Dodge. Oh, it was Unigate. Van thing.
Yeah.
That was...
Is that your van then, to begin with, before Ali's?
Yeah.
That's right, I remember we really had to make an effort and give you a cupboard.
Because that turned up literally as we're ready to leave. For I think the first run we did was to Twickenham,
right?
And that's when the cargo turned up as well, as Tom had bought this Ford cargo and this little Dodge thing which had been kitted out for me. And when he opened the doors and showed me in the back and said, "There you go," I was already on my way to the car to leave again, because it was basically just a shell with a bit of wood inside. There's your bed. It doubles up as this, doubles up as that.
I'm sure Eddie had a small round sink in it towards the front and the cupboard underneath, which was put in specially because...
I know, but no way was I...
You weren't going to sleep
I was
in
doing that.
No.
So Ali sort of gave me her caravan.
Right.
And she offered to take the shed. And me being the perfect gentleman said, "Yeah, all right then."
so that was a nice exchange then. So in return for the Dodge van with minimal fittings, you were given what?
I was given the nicest caravan on site.
Oh, really?
Ali's caravan, which had a battery and everything. I could listen to tunes. It was great. Yeah, so I ended up with the...
So they treated you right, really?
Yeah, they looked after me when they could,
So then we went down to, you reckon, Twickenham.
I'm sure it was Twickenham when the first run we did.
And of course, Concorde was still flying in those days. Can you remember? That's what I remember about Twickenham Green. What do you remember about Twickenham Green?
I thought Concorde finished in 92. Oh, no, 92 they started, 2002. Yeah, it was.
It was definitely there, because we were on the green, and when we were doing a matinee show, Concorde came over in the middle of the show, and almost we had to stop the show. It kind of froze for a couple of minutes while Concorde came past. And I can just remember the noise of that twice a day coming over Twickenham. It was probably the first place it got over when he got to supersonic speed or something. There was a terrible boom. Oh, and everybody who lived there were kind of quite used to it and just stopped. It was kind of 3:30 in the afternoon at the school gates. We had to send our kids to school there. I'm talking. Stop. I think being somebody, it always triggers memories. Okay, so then we went off on tour with Alice.
Yes, and I'm sure we went from Twickenham to Newtown because on that journey I broke down.
Right, in the cargo.
In the cargo, the clutch had gone on it.
So immediately?
Yes, well it was pretty shagged when Tom bought it. It only just got us to Twickenham.
Right.
So on the way from there to Newtown, the clutch went. And I remember being on the side of the motorway, on the emergency phone, and nobody would come to us because we were a circus.
Oh, no.
It's because of circus's reputation for not paying. Yeah. Not specifically No Fit, but just... The circus fun fair.
A bit of a dodgy, they get you confused with dodgy fun fair. Yeah,
so I had to guarantee payment with my own credit cards and stuff. So I got rescued, got fixed, paid for it myself, which is what I had to do on pretty much every breakdown. And then I'd get reimbursed, providing we'd had enough box office takings. And that you sold enough stuff in the cafe.
I was going to say, somebody asked me about what we sold and how I was doing this merchandising thought, and
it was just basically pop and crisps.
Yeah, we would stop the cafe with whatever was left from the takings from the other stand minus travel, fuel,
and everything. Costs. And
repair costs. We'd end up, affording a tray of drinks and a bag, box of crisps, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
I remember getting to Newtown then a day late.
Right. So the tent was up. So you missed the tent up.
I did, yeah. Not through any fault of my own.
No. So then from Twickenham, can you remember where else we went that year then?
I remember then there was a break and we went back to Bridgend.
Right.
And then the Liverpool week, which I couldn't do, the circus decided to cancel that show because they couldn't be arsed driving all the way up to Liverpool and getting it done. So they cancelled that week. So I remember then coming back down to Bridgend. I think we just packed everything up in Bridgend. I think there was like a week gap and then a Liverpool and then rest of the tour, but they cancelled the Liverpool. So I came back expecting to pick up my cargo and carry on as normal, but was told that I was now driving the tent lorry, which was, in true No Fit style. They hadn't bothered checking whether I passed my test or anything. They just
presumed.
So when I got there, they're like, "You're driving the tent lorry." Well, luckily, I had passed my test, so I could legally do it. Because Tim had, I think he'd had a nervous breakdown, that and didn't come back. Because he had the court case coming up in the summer and stuff.
Right, yeah.
So I ended up then taking over the pink sedan.
Which is, yeah. So how did that...
It's not still going, is it?
I hope not. It couldn't be.
It couldn't be. Because I think we had... On that tour, I think we had a total of 13 runs. And 11 of those runs I broke down.
Blimey. In that sedan.
In the sedan.
Well, it was a pig.
In the cargo.
So what kind of major and minor breakdowns did you suffer with the sedan?
Well, they were pretty much all the same thing.
But
mechanic we had on tour with us,
Dave Lloyd,
Sarah Tim. Tedious. Well, see, every time we got to a venue and we'd be there for a week or two, then he was supposed to do a proper repair, which he never did. And so every time I went, did the next run, the same problem sort of reoccurred. And it was either water or oil issues.
Yeah, I can remember Tim, because he also did stilts in the show, didn't he? Yeah. And in the end, he really didn't even have enough time to do his two-minute stilt piece in the show because he was fixing the sedan all the time.
Bodging the sedan. Running off to scrapyards to try and find bits of hose and clips and stuff.
But it was a necessity in those days, having that mechanic who could try and fix anything, even though the quality of the mechanic varied,
because I was a very organised, sort of efficient, sort of stage manager type person in them days. And what got me was that when we got to a venue, we'd be there for a week or so. Now Tim wouldn't look at any vehicle until we were actually leaving. And then you find bulbs gone on trailers, things not working. So he's there then, as we're trying to leave, that's when he's fixing stuff, instead of doing it during the week, so that when it's time to leave, everything's shipshape and ready to go.
Yeah.
Not last minute, sort of waiting on somebody to pump a tyre up or... Yeah. You know, that sort of stuff.
Because there is always that, isn't there? Always, dodgy bulbs, tyres, nuts, hoses, overheating.
And then, the tent lorry would get there. Well, he wouldn't look at it until he might look at it, but he'd still be looking at it when we're ready to load up and leave. So every journey then was a reoccurrence of a bodged job which hadn't been fixed properly.
Yeah. I do remember seeing you beside the road in numerous occasions, sitting there waiting to be rescued. But then presumably we must have had, or did they get used to you at the RAC?
Well, there was always a different rescue operation to recover the truck and take it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because the other problem was, because it was an old ERF thing, there wasn't that many places that did those trucks anymore.
Because it was old then, presumably.
Yeah. So it was hard to find parts. It was hard to find a dealer who'd work on the truck.
It was a horrible truck, that cab.
Well, it was.
And also, can you remember how it was loaded, that truck?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all the seating, because we had the internal seating in the blue tent in them days, all the seating went up the front end of the truck.
Yeah.
Because the seating panels were big enough to cover the holes in the floor of the truck. So that nothing else would fall through. So we had pretty much all the seating.
And it was an incredible weight, all that. I can just remember the metal almost bowing,
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because of the weight of it moving.
Maybe that's why the truck didn't go very fast. or hardly make it up a little hill. Because it was, really weighty. And then
we didn't really have to do any much uphill, did we, on that tour, did you? Well, there's always, I suppose, uphill.
A slight incline is like climbing Everest in a heavy truck.
So you did Alice tour. Did anything improve? Because you then went on to do
Treasure Island. Yeah, it was the following year. And it was exactly the same, pretty much. Breakdowns. Yeah, it was all pretty much the same. And poor old Mark Moreau, he was my navigator.
That's right, yeah.
So he pretty much was with me, looking at the back end of tow trucks for pretty much all that tour. And he even made a little video diary of being towed behind breakdown trucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder whether that's
We had a night, I can't remember where we were, Hereford or somewhere. We had a night of sitting down watching old movies.
Yeah.
And he put the video on and stuff for just breakdowns. And us being towed by trucks with big flashing orange lights on a regular occurrence.